And this crowd is on its feet, and it is pandemonium. And that's only the half of it.
He's got Goodwin open in the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! Flash Goodwin!
I like this kind of party, baby!
Halftime is over. We're back with more of the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO.
You can't stop C.J. Spiller! You can't stop him! How did he do it? How did he do it?
Let's go sometime.
Hey, yeah. Hold hands. Let's go. Check it out.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across Western New York.
Everybody's on their feet in the stands. This crowd has absolutely whipped into a frenzy.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. We are 2 weeks away from the National Football League Draft, day one of the NFL Draft, the first round, and many of the draft experts have linked the Buffalo Bills to the North Carolina tight end, Eric Ebron. You see that a lot, and you may see it even more as the draft approaches. We are on the line now with a man who saw most of Eric Ebron's games this past year. He is a former North Carolina Tar Heel standout himself, and he's part of the Tar Heel Sports Radio Network as a football analyst for North Carolina football. He is also a former Buffalo Bill, former long snapper for the Bills, Ethan Albright, on the line with us. Ethan, how are you? Good to talk to you again. How you doing?
Doing great, John. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. You are doing a little radio down there. Tell us, before we talk about Eric Ebron, tell us what you've been up to since your football playing days ended, seven or eight years ago now, right?
You bet. I retired in 2010.
Oh, okay, four years.
And since then, I've done what most players do, had several various surgeries on body parts, got healthy, and I've gotten into coaching. However, not football. I've got daughters, and I've gotten into girls' fast-pitch softball. I'm the high school coach, and I've also gotten involved with the North Carolina Coaches Association in being involved with all the high school coaches here in the state of North Carolina and working with the state's annual East-West All-Star Game. I run a Play 60 Kids Clinic in the summer and tie it into the All-Star Game and make it a community event. It's been a lot of fun.
No, that's good.
As well as doing the radio for the Tar Heels.
Yeah. Where are you in North Carolina? Where do you live?
I'm right in Greensboro, in the central part of the state.
Okay. Tell me how you got involved in Tar Heel Radio Network and doing the North Carolina games this past year.
Like a lot of things in life, just dumb luck. Kind of like my career. Who knew I could be a long snapper for as long as I was? I started playing. I got to just getting in the community and putting my name out there, and I got involved with doing ESPN high school radio. That led to a connection with the Tar Heel Sports Network that just happened to open up. The color analyst moved on to a different position in the athletic department, and they were looking for somebody. And I was happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, that's a lot of it goes into it, right, the success part of it. But 16 years in the NFL, Ethan, including a Pro Bowl appearance in 2007, that's got to be one of the great long-snapping careers, I would think, in NFL history. Would you agree?
I think if you look at the record book, I am the current record holder for most consecutive games played by a long snapper.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been a nice, it was a great run. I loved it.
How many games consecutively do you know offhand?
Offhand, I do not.
Okay.
I want to say it was 220 and 233 totals. I did have one injury, missed a few my rookie year. And learn not to get hurt because you get replaced.
Well, you know, Ethan, it's funny. I know when you played at North Carolina, you went in there as a tight end when you were playing college football, right, with Mac Brown down
I
at
did.
North Carolina. How did you make
the... I did. I put on the freshman 20 every year of college, and I became a tackle.
Okay. And how did you finally transition over to long snapping?
Long snapping is something I did when I was a kid. I was always the only kid on the team that could snap for whatever reason, peewees. Junior high school, and college. I never, when I played, it wasn't a position in itself. You always played something else, and I was a tight end for a long time, and then I was a backup lineman, and long snapping just worked out for me.
Yeah, I would say so. You started with the Dolphins, right, and then you came here to the Buffalo Bills, and you had a pretty good unit there, right? Steve Christie was the kicker for the most part, and Chris Moore was the punter for most of your time here, right?
You're exactly right. And Bruce DeHaven was special teams coach, and Marv Levy put such emphasis on special teams. It was fantastic. It was great camaraderie, and we had a great unit.
I don't think, if memory serves, you ever had a bad snap in your 5 years in Buffalo, right?
If you can't find it on video, it didn't happen.
I mean, I can't recall one. I know Christy was automatic. The whole unit was pretty automatic when you guys had it going on there in the late 1990s. No, I wouldn't find it on tape. I don't think it's there. You guys really, it was like a finely tuned machine with Steve Christy kicking. And who was your holder most of the time back then? Was it Moore?
Chris Moore was a holder, and he's a big 6'5 guy that I didn't have to be perfect. Hey, he could catch anything, get it down, hit the spot, and Steve would hit the kicks. And hey, if you weren't perfect, we were good enough to cover it up.
Yeah,
and still make the kick and be good enough.
What were some of your favorite games during that five-year tenure here in Buffalo, Ethan? I mean, you played in the famous home run throwback playoff game. That might not be at the top of your list, right?
It's a memorable one, but for the wrong reasons, obviously.
Yeah.
When we converted that kick with about 17 seconds on the clock, we thought we had won a home away playoff game, which is extremely hard to do. Boy, things change fast. But one of the most memorable games for me is the very first game when I got to Buffalo. I got cut by Jimmy Johnson, the last cut at training camp. 3 days later, I got signed by the Bills with an open-ended ticket. They said, Ethan, we're going to try you out. And, you know, being a young player, I didn't know exactly how it worked. Hey, if we like you, we'll keep you. You don't need the ticket. If we don't like you, we'll send you home. I said, okay, well, what do I need to prepare for the tryout? They said, well, we have a Sunday night national game against the Giants. You're going to play in the game. If everything goes well, we'll keep you.
Wow.
And we, sure enough, the game came down to a field goal to tie it. But then the regulation, we made it. And then we won it in overtime on a field goal.
Yeah.
And they said, ready to go.
Wow. And you stayed here 5 years. Then you went to the Washington Redskins for 9 years. That had to be some great years with the Redskins. Joe Gibbs was your coach there, right?
Well, it's neat for me. Joe Gibbs was the coach. And when I was a high school player in North Carolina, Joe Gibbs and the Hogs was it.
Yeah.
And so I got to play for one of my childhood heroes, and that was really special for me.
And then you finished up in San Diego, as you said, 2010. How old were you when you finally got out of the game, Ethan?
I was 39 when I got to San Diego, and I'd already had one back surgery. It took me one practice to figure out I should not have done that. It took them 2 weeks to figure it out.
Wow, that's great. Ethan Albright, 16 years, a long snapper in the NFL, including five of them with the Buffalo Bills. He is now part of the Tar Heel Sports Radio Network. He is a color analyst on North Carolina football games. And that's, we want to shift gears and ask you about a guy who's on the minds of a lot of Bills fans these days, Ethan. Eric Ebron, tight end from North Carolina, who is a junior entry to the draft this year. Is he ready to make an impact in the NFL, do you think?
I think he is ready. He presents a lot of problems because he, to me, I would list him as an athlete versus a tight end. You can't cover him with a linebacker. If you put a DB on him, he's audible to a run, and he's got a huge advantage in the running game. He just presents a lot of problems with his speed and size combination.
I watched a couple of Ebron's games, including this morning. I watched a game against Pittsburgh, I believe a road game against Pittsburgh. What impressed me, Ethan, was how they moved him around. He's sometimes an inline tight end. He's sometimes like a slot guy. Sometimes they move him all the way out to the outside. It seems like they – and sometimes they line him up in the backfield, as a matter of fact. They seem to find ways to shake Eric Ebron loose down there at North Carolina.
That's why I consider him an athlete. He can line up anywhere on the field, and he knows how to get open. He can beat his own defense. And you got to put a DB on him to cover a man-to-man.
He ran, I believe, a 4.59 at the combine, which is pretty good for a tight end. I would think that's the type of speed that teams can utilize in their offense, right?
That's the speed. Coaches can't coach speed. When you have a guy that's 250 and runs a 4.5, hey, that's an intangible that coaches can't teach. They'll take a chance on that guy any day of the week.
What do you think, I mean, people, as you know, Ethan, this time of year are trying to poke holes in all these draft prospects, and when they get to Eric Ebron, people talk about he has trouble blocking maybe. Is he a liability as far as a blocking tight end, would you think?
No, well, if you line him up and you put him on a 270, 280-pound defensive end, a lot of guys struggle in that before. He's down 30 pounds, but he just presents so many matchup problems. No, I would not say blocking is a liability for him. He can do it. He'll get better at it when you work at it. You can't coach somebody else to run 4.5 when you weigh 250.
Yeah, and if you're asking him to block a lot, you're probably not using him the best way that you could as far as his skill set, I would think, huh?
You're exactly. You want him down the field. You want him hurting the defense and stretching the defense.
And Ethan, it's one thing to run, you know, deep and get deep against cornerbacks and defensive backs in college football. How do you think he'll be able to do it in the NFL?
I think he was smart enough to find the open spots and against zone defenses. You get him, well, he can turn a 5-yard out route into a 30-yard pass the way that he can run. if you try to tackle him one-on-one in the open field, that's when he's at his best because he can make the first guy miss. And just presents a lot of problems for you.
What do you think how early should this guy be drafted? I mean, is he a top 10 pick? Is he that good, do you think?
Oh, I think so for sure. He can really – just looking at him, when he can do things others can't, you got to take a chance on him.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. We're with Ethan Albright, former Bills long snapper, who has watched Eric Ebron, the tight end, is in Ethan's role as part of the broadcast team at North Carolina. Just one more thing, Ethan. What kind of a guy is Eric Ebron? What kind of a teammate do you think he was?
You know, I was only there for a year, so I didn't get to know him off the field. But teammates seem to be very well liked by his teammates. By all accounts, he's a good guy.
All right, we'll see. Maybe he'll wind up here in a Buffalo Bills uniform. Maybe it'll work out. Hey, Ethan, it's great to catch up with you. Thanks for your insight into Eric Ebron, and I hope we get another chance to talk to you sometime.
Anytime, John. Thanks for the call.